By any measure, it has been a bad month for high school football. At least three high school players died in 1 week, two from collisions on the field. Sayreville, New Jersey, canceled its entire season after seven players were arrested and charged with sex crimes for alleged hazing of younger team members. And then there's Carroll, Michigan, which also decided to cancel the rest of its varsity season, but for a very different reason. They lost three varsity players to concussions and others to several season-ending injuries. And because they'd moved up younger players from the JV to replace them, they had to move freshmen up to the JV, and they'd already had to cancel their freshman season. Mike Jocelyn is the superintendent of Carroll Schools. And, Mike, we understand the varsity players actually voted on this, and two-thirds of them agreed to cancel their season?
Yep. When we were making the decision, myself, the athletic director, John Studley, and the head football coach, Todd Topham, we said, we were at a point where we knew with the injuries, and then we had four kids quit in the past 2 weeks, mm-hmm. too. So what was going to generate more sophomores coming up to that varsity level, we just felt we're in a tough league, and we felt that at the level that we have kids playing varsity football, continuing to move sophomores up was not in their best interest. But we did what we wanted to get the input from the kids. Not necessarily was that vote going to make the decision, but we also felt as though it was important to have their voice heard and give them an opportunity to give feedback. Had they come back 100% that everybody wanted to continue playing, we might have been finishing the season.
But really, you might have continued the season even with, we were thinking a small school, 524 kids. If there was anything else that gave three students possibly brain injury concussions and several other students serious injuries, let's say a faulty bus, would you keep it? And you said you're going to continue, you're going to start up the varsity next year, but any thought about canceling it altogether?
No, not in my opinion. I'm a graduate from Carroll Schools. I'm a former football player. It's a sport I'm passionate about, the coach is passionate about. We just feel as though this has been a bad year when it's come to injuries. I don't know it's necessarily a direct impact of the sport. Part of it is we feel it's part of our preparation. We didn't have as much participation in the weight room as we would have liked to. And with head injuries, the neck plays a big role in that. So lifting weights in the off season and just being active, we feel is a big part of that. Not that we didn't have kids doing those things, but not enough of them. So right now, we're going to look to the off season and what kids do in the off season. And as long as they're still participating, our plans at this point are fully going ahead next year.
And try to make the kids stronger is what you're saying. But meanwhile,
correct.
We've heard parents say that the fact that two-thirds of the team voted to cancel made them less anxious about it. But what does this mean to this town that it's canceled? And are people complaining?
You're always going to get complaints with decisions made. I mean, we're up in the thumb of Michigan. So I think football is an important part of our area, but a lot of the smaller schools in the area have gone to what's called eight-man football because their enrollment's down. The auto industry has had an impact in student enrollment in our schools. So it's getting to a point where I don't think it's necessarily the impact of the sport. It's our enrollments are diminishing too. We're one of the larger schools in the area, and we post four fall sports for males. We have cross-country, football, tennis, and soccer. So, we're spreading, our student numbers of 530 high school students thinly amongst four different sports. But, where they'll come that day and age, I hope not. I'm very passionate about the game of football. I love the game of football.
Even if it's knocking so many of your students out?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that we have concussions in other sports also. But if the research continues to show that those are some of the things that are happening, a lot of people have asked me, and I said, I do think the sport is changing. I feel, this is my own personal opinion, as our state has moved to two contact practices a week, I think that somehow, in my opinion, I don't think there's research behind it, that somehow potentially impacts a student negatively because they're not used to the common contact.
So you're saying that you're doing less contact in the practices to be safe for the kids, but that may be making kids less able to handle contact when they actually play.
That's my opinion, yes. Yeah. Our state sports association, the MHSAA, has limited contact practices, full contact practices, two practices a week. So there's been a large debate in regard to that. And my opinion on that is that, yes, I don't think your body has been prepared you know, for that rigorous activity. I don't know that they're doing it at the college levels, and I would like to see, you know, some weighing in of college coaches if you started going down to two practices a week of full contact. I just think it has a large impact, and that might be part of that whole thing.
Well, it's a game, but it's also a communal event, and you know, this has got to be tough. You know, it's a thing that people gather together for on Friday nights.
Yep. And I think that's going to impact our community. We did have two home games still coming up. One was away at the varsity, but we're continuing with our JV and freshmen. And the thing that we haven't talked about is our freshman numbers had to go up to our sophomore level, our JV level, because we were pulling up so many sophomores. So no one called and said, why are we canceling our freshman season when we had to pull up the sophomores? When it's a varsity team and it's the Friday night lights, that's a big deal. You know, so I've said to many people, it's the perfect bad storm. All those injuries came through. I think there's a lot of national news in regard to football right now with, you know, they've done different research on helmets. And, I think there's still more to come that can better and reduce injuries of students. But I think that, you know, preparation for the game is huge. And I don't know that we as a community are doing those kinds of things. I've gotten a 50-50 response. I've had a lot of people tell me that they know it's the right decision for our kids because it was made with bringing in as much as we potentially could, and now we're dealing with the proliferation of that decision when it impacts other things. Like, we have a marching band. We didn't get senior parents night in. We're impacting other schools, and the fact that their Friday night lights are kind of shut down too. Luckily, one of our competitors found another game to play, and we're still trying to find a way to get our juniors to play because our competition doesn't want to play up against our juniors, because one of the things that we talked about was sophomores facing seniors. That's a significant age gap and football knowledge gap. So we understand those other schools, and we're trying to respect their wishes with they don't want freshmen having to compete against juniors. So we're actively trying to find a couple of games, but you get late in the season, and that's really hard to do. So we're trying to find some games for the juniors to play at a JV level where there's other junior ball players involved and that the schools aren't concerned about the safety of their freshmen playing our juniors, just like we were concerned about sophomores playing against seniors. Yeah. So we're trying to respect those wishes and trying to set up some different games, but with 2 weeks left in the season, it's very hard to do.
That's Mike Joslin, Caro, Michigan school superintendent, where they've decided to end the varsity football season early because of injuries. Mike, thanks for speaking to us about it.
Yep, thank you.
And by the way, a new poll by the ESPNW Women and Sports Summit found that 87% of parents said they're worried about the risk of injury in sports. Is your school making changes? We'd love your thoughts at hereandnow.org.